Nemesha's Ship by Anne McCaffrey. Copyright 1999 by Anne McCaffrey and performance copyright 1999 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. To a courageous and generous young woman, for the greatest gift one woman can give another. Acknowledgements. Once again, I'm thankful to my first readers who keep me from making egregious errors or mistakes. For Nemesha's Ship, I owe Harry Alm in his capacity of naval architect and my son, Todd J. McCaffrey, for their input, timely additions, and corrections. Marilyn Alm, Leah Day, and Mary Jean Holmes have all read and made suggestions for which I am truly grateful. To J.R. Holmes, a special thanks for his valuable contribution of panspermia. An unknown number of online folks have inadvertently helped me name my characters. Serona gave me permission to use her name as a main character, and I ruthlessly borrowed others. And as always, my gratitude to Vaughn Hansen in Virginia Kidd's office, and especially to my editor, Shelley Shapiro. Nemesha's Ship. Chapter 1. Lady Rosala Boynton Chanderley was often bemused and puzzled by her body air, Nemesha Boynton Rondamense, as the child began to develop a personality. She was, indeed, all and more that a womb mother could wish in her body air, beautiful, intelligent, healthy, and obedient in almost every matter. Lady Rosala considered the infrequent displays of temper and minor rebellions against necessary protocol only to be expected in the very young. Nemesha was certainly not as wayward or overindulged as some of the children of her contemporaries. However, as Nemesha grew past the nursery stage and started the formal tutorial lessons, she showed decided preferences that were unexpected. She loved to take first mechanical and then robotic units apart, a hobby that struck her womb mother as unusual. Lady Rosala consoled her.